Hey, everybody. This was the original first 20 minutes of this episode. We ended up cutting it because Napier asked me to. He said it doesn't really go anywhere, and he's right, it doesn't really. And I said, well, you know, you could always save it and do it again next week, and he said he would probably forget it next week, so I cut it out, and so it's not a part of the show anymore. However, you know, it was 20 minutes worth of something, so, you know, if you want to listen to Napier rant about guns for 20 minutes, then keep listening, because that's what happens. Napier yells about guns for 20 minutes. So yeah, up to you, but you know, wanted to give you the option if you know you're into that kind of thing.
Hooty hoo, faggots! Welcome to the goddamn carnival of ass fuck. We're doing this. We're doing this live.
Do it live!
Do it live!
So you wanted to get something off of your chest.
Yes, I've become angry.
You've become angry?
Yes, I become angry about once to three times a day.
Yeah?
And today I'm angry about this little thing that one of my little gun boards had on. It's like, hey, look at this video. And, yeah, let's see what's wrong with it.
Was this angry people who are trying to get more people to be angry?
No, they just said, hey, look at this horseshit that's going on. And I looked at the horseshit that was going on, and sure enough, horseshit. Horseshit everywhere. Goddamn and fuck.
Goddamn and fuck.
Yeah. Like, normally things piss me off, but when people are blatantly being a dumbass or deliberately pointing to one side and then saying, oh, well, this is all for the greater good, or some other goddamn bullshit, whatever the fuck they're doing. But either way, it makes me angry.
Hmm. Well, do tell.
Okay, so this little newscast goes on, and it's completely full of horse shit. So I'm gonna break down the horse shit. We're gonna listen to some horse shit. This is from the NBC affiliate in Chicago. This goddamn faggot horse shit is a bunch of faggot.
It's a bunch of faggot?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this.
It's a killing machine. Assault weapons made for the war zone.
Okay, automatically, they start off the fucking segment shooting a weapon that maybe a handful of people in the U.S. have that they paid tens of thousands of dollars for.
So what you're saying is there's not, like, you know, a whole bunch of people running around with these.
No, there are, in fact, maybe a few dozen of these in the country. If that, and they're in special collections that people store, and these aren't things that people go out and shoot. These are fuckers that they put in a safe for safekeeping that they're supposed to enrich in value.
To where you have to wonder, like, you know, how they would even have found one to put in the story to begin with.
Oh, no. They let you know. The FBI has dozens of these things.
Oh, okay.
But the FBI aren't private goddamn citizens. And they open to shots in some far-off desert shithole where we don't fucking live, but I'll be goddamned if these motherfuckers ain't making a goddamn point that, this is what they do over there, and these are their weapons. Fuck you, you cunt. Getting that out. Just letting you know. Hold on.
But now the sounds echo on city streets with more deadly attacks.
And then it starts fading in from the war zone in some desert shithole to, oh my god, this looks like my neighborhood. Goddamn fucking shit.
We lived in the house for 1 year with the bullet holes still in the wall.
Denise Reed's 14-year-old daughter, Starkeesia, killed in a gang fight by an assault weapon, the stray bullet blasting through their home.
AK-47 from nearly a block away.
Nearly a whole block? Bullets go further than a block?
These are some of the pictures.
A memorial honors her daughter's promising life.
There has to be a purpose for this pain. I'm not going through this for no reason. I refuse to allow my tears to be unheard.
Justice just can't.
Let me just make a point, which is horseshit what these little faggots are doing. Now, they open it up with a tear-jerking story of some kid who gets killed in gang violence, in something that obviously she had no control over. And no, I'm not saying that, you know, what happened to her was a good thing. No, and I feel bad for the mother, and I feel bad for the kid. But you know what? I have guns, a lot of them, and they didn't do this. The gun didn't do anything. It was the asshole that they caught later and put in jail for 150 years. Okay, so let's continue the fuck on.
Jail weeks.
The growing frequency of gang members and drug dealers using heavy caliber military type weapons.
Heavy caliber military type weapons is an utterly fucking meaningless statement. What the fuck does that even mean? Tell me what, Mike. You don't know shit about guns, playing with your iPod.
Uh-huh.
Tell me what a heavy caliber military rifle fuck is.
A heavy caliber military type weapon?
Yeah. Tell me what,
like a big machine gun, I guess.
Okay.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah, but a big caliber, how big do you think a big caliber is?
That would be a big bullet?
Yeah, big bullet. Yeah. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, when you say that, it makes me think of the one with the face that, like, comes after Mario.
Yeah.
With the hands.
Yeah, so something obnoxiously big.
With a face.
Yeah.
That Mario can just jump on.
Yeah.
See, so that's the kids' problems. These kids in Chicago, they're not jumping up and stomping on the bullets.
Well, I think if you did that, you would still die. I don't think you can catch it.
No, I don't think that's true.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, well,
I might be wrong, but you know what? I don't know.
We can agree to disagree.
Well, I guess we'll have to for the time being.
Okay.
Okay, so automatically...
So a heavy caliber military-type bullet would be a lot slower than a regular bullet.
Did you ever watch Star Trek when you were little?
Because they're so heavy, they run slower.
Yeah, you would think that, but... Right. That's not what he's talking about.
Like, that's why the Kenyans always beat us in the marathons, because they're really skinny.
I thought it was because they lived higher up than we do. We don't live that high up.
And because they're black. And they have, you know...
No, I think it's where they live. I don't think they have to be. Like, I'm pretty sure if you stuck a 6'2" white guy there, I'm sure he could do as well.
You think it's a height thing?
Yeah, well, not like a like they're tall, but you know,
are the,
does
are,
have
are the bigger caliber bullets longer?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you know we were onto something there.
No. Well, either way, this jackassery goes on, and he does what's called jargon, utterly fucking meaningless jargon. That doesn't mean nobody uses that that fucking term. Never, never have I ever heard that. I've been collecting shooting rifles for about 10 years. Never has that sentence come out of my fucking skull. But let's move on to this jackass and his dumb fuck.
It's an AK-47.
Andrew Traver is special agent in charge.
No, it's not an SKS. If you look at the little goddamn video, it's not an SKS. It's a chrome-plated piece of shit AK. And this little faggot doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about. They bring in some guy that's supposed to be a weapons expert. You hand him a gun that there are thousands of in the United States that they're talking about, and he doesn't know what the fuck he's got in his goddamn hands.
At Chicago's Bureau
Fucker.
Of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, worried about a 17% surge this year in the number of assault weapons.
Okay, it's up 17%. Up 17%. Mike.
Yeah.
It's up 17%. How much is that?
How much is 17%?
Yeah.
From what?
Exactly.
Oh, they don't tell you?
They don't tell you what it's up from. What, were there like fucking 100 cases last year and then 17 more?
If there was one, then that wouldn't be very many.
No, it isn't. Yeah. They don't tell you. Like, let's say there were 1,000 and up 17%, that's 170 more incidents. That's a lot.
Yeah.
What if it's 100 and it's 17 more dudes? Or what if it's some odd fuck number and it turns out to be 16 point something and it's like, oh, they don't even actually tell you a goddamn thing what's going on. Listen, little girl who did this fucking video, listen to me.
Dear little girl.
I'm sure you went to college, and I'm sure during that time that you went to college that you had to take a science class. And you had to learn about the scientific method. And in the scientific method, you don't just throw out dumb shit, random numbers, and then say, oh, well, this is my case. What do they mean? Clarify. Put this shit in context. You dumb fucking little whore.
Streets.
They see these things in movies. They see them on television, video games. It's like, well, let's get one of those.
Yeah. They watch Scarface. And they get AKs.
And a mountain full of coke.
And a mountain full of coke. And every last one of them, their dream is to die in that goddamn Mexican swimming pool thing.
With John Mulaney say that Scarface's house looked like if the Golden Girls won the lottery.
Yep. That's their goddamn dream. True. All these gangbangers, they see AK-47s. And they want to go get them. It's not that they're fucking drug pushers and criminals. It's that they saw it in a movie. They saw it. Oh, it was glorified in that movie. Glorified all day and all night throughout the goddamn movie. And the violent video games that you don't want your little girls watching.
Gives them a lot of street cred. Pull the trigger and you can mow people down.
No, you can't. You pull the trigger once on that little AK-47, a single bullet comes out. Watch this shit.
Here, ATF experts
okay,
demonstrate
for those of you who can't
power.
See this horse shit, this little jackass is firing a fully automatic AK that the FBI had in their depository that nobody else you will ever meet will ever have one of these. You will go your entire life. Probably you won't even be in the same city as somebody who owns one of these.
And he was standing about 2 feet away from a paper target shooting it with that. I mean, like, you know, you could probably do a pretty good number on that paper target with, you know, a spork.
Yeah.
From 2 feet away.
Exactly. And listen to this shit.
Magazine in about 3 seconds.
I can empty a magazine in 3 seconds. You know what? No, it can't. None of the actual rifles you will ever see at a goddamn gun store will empty a magazine in 3 goddamn seconds. You shitbag. You lying shitbag fuckhead.
How powerless they leave people and even police.
The problem with a weapon like this is that it will defeat virtually all body armor.
Hey, you know what can defeat all body armor? A .30-06 fucking deer rifle at 10 yards away is gonna go through any fucking body armor. Gee! Aw, man! I guess that fucks your mouth, doesn't it, ass fag? Fuck your mouth.
You know what? A rubber mannequin. This isn't a 14-year-old kid.
And it's not yeah, a 14-year-old kid in a fucking shitbag. Ass
so
fuck.
Dangerous on the street. Inherently, they're almost impossible to control.
Why does this make you so angry?
Because the reason this makes me angry is it's bullshit. I don't care if somebody has a rational argument why they don't like weapons, why they don't like guns, why they feel that something's, you know, wrong in their neighborhood and the guns are to blame. You know what? I'll listen. But when I see some dumbass who doesn't know what the fuck he's doing giving stats on shit that he has no idea about, and to listen to some little fucking reporter talk about this shit like it's actually going on in all of our city neighborhoods pisses me the fuck off. Because number one, they lie through their fucking teeth about these little fucking stats where they say, oh, well, it went up 17%. They don't tell you 17% from what.
Yeah.
They deliberately mislead you into thinking that these weapons are fully automatic, and you can pick them up anywhere. And they can defeat body armor. And these are the only ones that can. And these are meant to defeat body armor. And they'll kill your babies.
So is the
poor little babies.
Is the point of this, like, saying, you know, guns are bad? It's, you know, like, they're talking about putting, you know, corpses on cigarette packs. I mean,
yeah.
People know that guns, like, you know, make it significantly easier to kill people.
Yeah.
And people know that cigarettes, you know, cause cancer and... I don't think that there's anybody in the world who doesn't know guns are dangerous.
Yeah.
And cigarettes are dangerous.
Yeah.
And if there is someone in the world that doesn't know those two things are dangerous, then really we have no use for them. And they probably need to go away.
Yeah, probably.
Because they can offer us nothing.
Well, the problem is...
So, I mean, basically...
This is my real issue.
This is like having a news story on how cute bunnies are.
No.
I mean, we know bunnies are cute.
Let's say a news organization was running an anti-evolution story.
Uh-huh.
And every bit of science they got in there was completely wrong.
Yeah.
That all the points that they tried to make were completely wrong.
Yeah.
Would people get upset about that? Like scientists and people who try to work on, you know, cures for pathogens or any kind of bacterial infection. And to sit there and to listen to this bold face horseshit pisses me off. Now, I'm not saying I'm a scientist, and I'm not saying I'm out there curing cancer. I'm just saying I know more about what they're talking about, and I'm some fucking moron. I'm not some genius who works for the FBI in some crime lab taking apart guns and bullets all day, trying to figure out the exact point of impact that it would have to have made from so many feet in order to do X amount of damage. No, I'm just a jackass with a computer and a few $1,000 worth of guns and ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I am. And we have somebody from the FBI that they're putting out there as... you know, some kind of expert. They're not saying this guy is a weapon expert, but they are saying that, you know, he's from law enforcement, and they're putting it out there that he's supposed to be an expert.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what rifle he's holding. They deliberately omit information, like the 17%. They deliberately tell you that you can't buy the weapons that they're showing on film. They're not filming the actual weapons that they're talking about. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
It is complete horseshit. But let's go on. Let's go on.
ATF
almost over.
Had us shoot one to prove that point. The force pushing me back of the 90 rounds fired.
Don't worry, little girl. I know how uncontrollable it is, but you're not fucking buying that goddamn gun. Maybe you should learn how to do some dick sucking. Maybe you would get one within a decade or two.
Fired few hit my target.
You gotta miss. You know, these bullets and all the ones we can't see, those hit whoever's sitting on their front porch, riding their bike down the street. So that's one of the main problems with having stuff like this available.
Other than it's not available, you fucking cunt.
What he's saying is people that have guns don't know how to shoot them, and that's dangerous. So is the point, because I've watched this with you, is the point of the article... get good at firing a gun so that when you want to kill somebody, you shoot the right person? Is that what they're saying? Because
they're trying to say that...
He had a woman with a target. She missed her target, and he's saying, well, you should... you know, these are the people that are getting shot that are behind the person you're actually trying to shoot. So basically his message is, go to a firing range with this AK-47 so that... If you're actually going to try to kill someone, you actually kill the right person. Which I guess makes sense because, I mean, you know, I would much rather get shot because someone was trying to shoot me than get shot because someone missed trying to shoot somebody else. That would piss me off if I died because somebody was trying to kill somebody else. I mean, I've done some shit that could probably, you know, get me in trouble.
You know, at least warrant a broken thigh.
Yeah.
At least a baseball bat to the kneecap.
And if... You know, I was walking around with you, somebody swung a baseball bat trying to hit you and hit me, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, and you should be. The point he's trying to make is that innocent bystanders get killed when these weapons are used. But it's fucking horseshit because they're not actually talking about any of the weapons. They're trying to make a point and over-exaggerate it to the point of silliness. This is completely wrong, and it's horseshit.
Well, no, I mean, it's not complete horseshit. I mean, there is truth that, you know, innocent bystanders get killed.
Oh, yeah, all the goddamn time. But it's not to the extreme that this guy is talking about.
Yeah.
Nor are these weapons used in a lot of crime.
I also think it's funny that they obviously are, you know, using a female who's probably never shot a gun in her life as the example of, you know, aiming.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, I mean, you know, is that the reporter of the story?
Yeah, that's the reporter.
So, I mean, you know, she not only has she probably never fired a gun before, but she also has an invested interest in missing.
Exactly. And the funny part is...
And she weighs like 90 pounds and is shooting a fucking, what, AK-47?
Yeah. So. And that's not a very friendly weapon if you're, say, under a good... deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're under a deuce, better wrap that shit up tight.
Yeah.
But let's move on. Let's move on.
To the gang. Each firearm is a witness.
At ATF's Gun Center, they're tracking the worst areas for these and other weapons.
Really?
Shown in red, most are on the south side. Get closer, they pinpoint neighborhoods and specific streets.
Oh, it isn't in stereo, is it?
Firearm will tell us, hey, I was involved in a murder 2 years ago.
In Starkeisha's case, it was ballistics testing like this that led authorities to this gun dealer in Indiana. Correll Week, seen in the dark jersey, caught on tape, buying the
and
murder
it's not
weapon
picking
with
up.
A falsified ID.
I don't know if people realize how powerful this weapon is.
Now Denise Reed can only...
I don't think you understand how powerful this weapon is. You don't own one. You don't fire one. You've never done anything with a gun.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off that this is in a stereo that we cannot listen to.
Sorry.
My hopes and dreams are shattered.
Oh, well.
Fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.